Beijing has just experienced the hottest summer in a decade. Many people joke that they cannot survive without the blasting air conditioner. This, in turn, reflects on an expensive electricity bill. Okay, so to save electricity, some people repeat this process of turning on and then off the AC. Does this actually save you a few cents?
Not at all.
What?
Because if you really want to save electricity and save utility bill and utility bill, then the way to do it is to not turn on an AC at all. I mean,
use the electric fan. So just sweat. Like an animal.
Yeah, I mean, that's like what people have been doing for centuries before the invention of AC.
Then you need to wash your clothes because it's soaked in sweat. I just won't even think about it. Then that's, you know, using up more water, possibly.
Not necessarily, but... But, well, that, at least that's one way to do it. But on a serious note, actually, there are people who've done the math, and actually, by turning on and off the AC, you're actually consuming more electricity than keeping it running for 24 hours nonstop.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm a culprit of that. I typically turn on and off my AC every day.
Well, do you give a little gap in between, let's say a few hours or...?
I typically turn it on in the mornings, and then I turn it off before I go to work, and then when I come back, I turn it back on. But whenever I feel cold, I turn it off, and it's not regulated.
So actually, this experiment is done like this. The air conditioner in one of the rooms is kept on, and the other room is on and off every 5 to 10 minutes. And the experiment time was in half an hour. And experimental results show that air conditioning power consumption of both modes is 0.24 degrees, about the same thing. But since the actual operation time of the air conditioner that is repeatedly switched is only half of the running time of the air conditioner that is continuously on, therefore repeatedly switching the air conditioner actually increases the power consumption.
Mm. Wow, this is like busting one of those myths that... we thought were, you know, interesting hacks that could be useful in daily life, but actually it's not that at all.
No, it's not like an electric fan that you can turn on and off. The thing is, when you turn off the AC, the room temperature increases to a certain amount, so it would take a lot of energy, a lot of effort on the part of the AC to bring the temperature lower to that point, whereas if you keep it running, there's it's kind of like there's a kind of a inertia there, and the temperature is always there, and so then the AC doesn't have to work as hard.
Okay, I'm glad we got that one cleared. How can we save electricity while using the air conditioner? Are there some other things I need to know?
Well, one way that you can save electricity is that try and tune the temperature higher a little bit. So apparently 1 Celsius higher will help you reduce power consumption by 7 to 10%. So if you previously want to set the temperature at, say, 25 degrees Celsius,
yes,
then by raising 1 degree Celsius to 26, you're saving 7 to 10% power.
Hmm. That's so interesting. And that's just too hot for me.
Yeah, 26 is pretty high, especially this summer.
Really? I always do 27. I still find the electricity bill startling.
Lyman, you should just not turn on the AC then.
Yeah. Ooh, sometimes, some nights, I don't turn on the AC.
Oh, and there goes Lyman. He's so nice and calm, and he actually... answers my silly question with a serious one. So, well, thank you for that, Liming. And certainly I'm glad that finally, towards the end of summer, I got this important piece of information.
Well, there's always the next summer.
Yes. So better late than never on this one. And also, if you're not using your air conditioner, you can just unplug it.
Hmm. Cold showers and fans work pretty good, too.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you, Tony, for that one last tip. And that brings us to the end of today's roundtable. Thank you so much for your company. Have yourselves a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.